I think it was fun to get out on the field. Liberty does such a great job. Coach Chavel does a great job with that team. Anytime you can get in those environments and compete, that's the most fun piece. Man, I was really proud of the way our guys played. I thought they played hard for four quarters. I thought they went into a really tough environment week one with a lot of new pieces, new players, new coaches, new schemes. I mean, new pregame warmups. I mean, all the things that can kind of go into it. I think the best way is it was all new, right? And I thought they didn't get distracted. I thought they stayed focused, and I thought they were ready for the challenge. At the end of the day, I thought we made too many mistakes that cost us the football game. And that's always exciting because those are things that we can get better.
First question this afternoon from Chris Clark. Good afternoon, Chris.
Finally got this thing to work right. Good to see you again, Coach. And I wanted to ask you about your signal caller there, Chad, as far as how he performed under center. How happy are you with the way that he controlled, corralled, and really rallied those guys when things kind of started going sideways, if you would, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about sideways, I mean, we return a kickoff return, and we get it at the 12 instead of the 25, which is a lot more advantageous. We snap the ball over our head. We punt, and they'll give up a 45-yard return. So you're exactly right. The wheels could have fallen off big time in that piece. That's a huge credit to our football team that they were able to respond in that piece. And I think Chad's a big part of that. You know, I think he got those guys right back focused. We gave up a touchdown. Our offense came back out and responded. I think there was nobody that panicked. That's not always easy for your first or really second start, right? And in the first year of him kind of being the guy, I think he did a great job of handling, though. I thought he was composed. I thought he made good decisions. One of the big pieces for us that kept us in the ball game was we didn't turn the football over, right? And that goes back to a lot of decision making right there.
You kind of led right into that next one. I know you were talking about, you know, things that you didn't do well, making mistakes. But one thing you didn't do was give away the football. How proud are you with the team for being able to have that kind of ball security?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, week one, you don't know what kind of ball security you got because you hadn't been under those bullets, right, Chris? But it was really good to see our guys in the new positions they're at to really take the things that we focused on and put them to work on a Saturday, right? Like, that's the biggest transition is how do guys take what you're teaching off of film and in a practice environment, and how do they insert it into a game environment? And there's a couple different, like, we go for it. I think it's third and one, and we get into a formation to be able to run a quarterback sneak. We've never gotten that situation in a live game situation. We did a great job of executing those things. And so to see the transfer of knowledge from the practice field to the game field, I was really pleased with how we were able to do those things.
I could follow up with that one real quick. What area do you want to see the biggest improvement in week one to week two? There's always a lot of improvement. Like you said, first time you're getting out there, what's the area you'd like to see the most improvement in before you hit the field here against Western?
Yeah, we give up too many explosives holistically as a team. And we always look at explosives as a team goal, not necessarily an offense or defense in that spot. We gave up seven explosives, and we only got five explosives that we got in that spot. And three of those that came on special teams explosives for them. We can't give those pieces up. We can't get allow explosive plays on our kickoff cover units and our punt units. And then on our return games, we've got to get explosives. And so a big piece that I would like to see us take a step in week one to week two is our special teams, and B, to kind of take the same theme that we've been working on as the explosive game and being able to limit and be able to create in those spots. Now, it's a credit to Liberty. I mean, when you kick the dadgum thing in the back of the end zone, it's really tough to get a return out of those spots. And when you only get one punt return, you don't get many opportunities. And so we're playing a really good football team, but I think we can be better at those units for sure.
If you're talking about explosives, you're facing a quarterback and a team here that had NC State on the ropes. We're talking about especially a quarterback. Let's just deal with him as far as the spread that he runs. They don't run a lot of fancy stuff, but what they run well. And what kind of problems, what kind of answers to those problems do you have for him this year on the road in Cullowhee?
Yeah, I mean, I think the advantage we have to going and playing a Cole Gonzalez is that we played a pretty good one last week. And so it's not the first time we've seen somebody be able to do that piece. You know, but I think, you know, I think Cole's a heck of a football player. I love how he plays the game. I think he does a great job of taking what you give him in those spots. You know, you watch them on film, it's kind of like they're playing Madden and they're looking at it and seeing where you're not at. and where they got the advantages, and they just pop, 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 and they do a great job of doing that. You know, Coach Bell's done an incredible job turning that program around in a short amount of time to bring them. I think, I mean, I just read on my screen a minute ago, I think their one poll's got them as number 9 in the nation after this week. You know, there's polls, but, I mean, that's a heck of a football team, and it starts with a quarterback. And so I think he gives them a great opportunity. He spreads the ball around really well. I think they had – excuse me. They have a quarter. They had a receiver that had 13 targets. Another had 9, and another had 7. And so, you know, it's not just one guy you got to stop.
I didn't mean to give you a fits there talking about the coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You got me in heaves already, man. I'm already worried about it. So it's only Monday.
Last question, and I'll leave you be here. Maybe I'll just go ahead and admit it. Maybe it's my bias from covering Georgia Southern and driving up to the mountains and the way that they always seem to play a little bit bigger and better up in Cullowhee. But that was never a place that I like to drive to. And what is it about that place, playing in that place, that makes them a little different team?
Well, you know, I think that's what makes FCS college football awesome, is places like Western Carolina, where it's a small rural community, and the biggest thing in town is the university. You know, I think that's similar to here in Buies Creek. You know, we're a small place, and I think that's one of the intricacies of small college football, is those environments that you want to be the biggest show in town. And then you also look at it and what they've done as far as the success that they've had over the last couple of years. One thing we all know in this world, the world loves a winner, right? And if you win, they will come, because everybody wants to be a part of that. And that's what they've done. They've won. And so you get a combination of both. And what they've built is exactly what we want to be able to build here in Buies Creek. And so this is such an exciting opportunity for us, because that's where we want to be in the future. That's where we want this program to be. When you say, we hope you're interviewing somebody, say, hey, man, you're going to Buies Creek, man, that place is rocking on a Saturday. And we hope they're saying the same thing. And so it's an opportunity for us to be able to be in those environments and see, kind of fast forward, you know, 2 to 3 years down the road, what it can be here for us. And so we're excited about those opportunities. Those are fun. Our kids are excited to be able to go play again. But like I said, the most important thing is they're excited. It's the next opportunity.
Any problems with this next one being on the road? I mean, you guys don't come back for a while. Is it just, you know, just part of the routine now? I mean, is that what they're just getting ready for? Or is it just, you know, the next thing here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're supposed to say it's no big deal, right? And you know that, right? But it definitely creates challenges. Let's just be honest. You're taking two road games back to back. The different challenge that this one will have is it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. You have to be able to wake up with your shoes on. You know, if you're a little Giants fans, you remember the kid going to sleep at night and pulls the covers up and his cleats are on, right? You're old enough to remember that, right, Chris?
Definitely.
All right. So if I told our kids that, and they looked at me like I was crazy, I was like, man, this is not good. I'm starting to date myself in a room. So we're going to have to show the clip of it. But, you know, that's the challenge that it's going to be. We're going to have to wake up with our shoes on and be able to get on a bus and, you know, drive 45 minutes and go play a football game. And all those are things that none of us can control. And none of those things we have to be able to overcome those pieces. And so we're talking about those things early in the week. And the thing our guys got to understand, if you want to be in the playoff games are early in the day. And so these are things that we want to play in these opportunities in these environments.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and take all the heat. I was never a fan of that trip and that place. And luckily for me, the team I covered ran the football every single down. So we got out of there in record time with a W. So
get out, right?
Send all the hate mail to CBS 17. I'll take it. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate you.
Coach talked about explosives that Liberty had, but you guys had your share. Mark Biggins with a big run. Sincere Brown, obviously that 74-yard catch. Talk about the performance those two guys had.
Yeah, you know, I thought Mark's run was really big for us early in the ball game. You know, like we just kind of talked about, we had gotten into some places that everything that could go wrong did go wrong. That was a 2nd-and-1 conversion that we take it all the way down and get points out of the drive. And I think what it did, it gave everybody some confidence. We can play. We're going to be okay. Just play football and get back to a normal game in that place. So I thought the run was big. I thought the momentum was bigger. I think it kind of settled everybody down in that spot. You know, then Sincere making that play, you know, I've been singing his praises ever since I got here of what I think that that kid's going to be. I think he was able to absolutely go out and do that against a really high level competition. I mean, you look at him in that spot, DJ Wilkins had a big catch as well. Sincere has another one for a touchdown and the one that gets us down to the two that results in that. That's what we've got to be able to have if we can do those things. And so I think we got the personnel to do that. We just got to keep being able to produce those moments.
And then just one more before I go on the defensive side. As you said, I thought you guys did a great job containing a potential Heisman Trophy guy and Caden Salter. How did you feel like you did? I mean, you knew you weren't going to shut him down, but did you feel like you contained him?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think if from what we did look at research, they averaged as an offense last year about 8 explosive plays. We count, everybody counts them different, right? We count them anything over 20. I'm not smart enough to say a run or a pass, so we just go 20 yards as an explosive. I think they averaged about 8 of those a game, and our defense gave up, you know, 3 of those on Saturday. And so we're really pleased with that. Our whole plan is we felt like we had to eliminate those spots and make them drive the length of the field. Now they did that, credit to them. But we're also be able to get some red zone stops where we hold them to field goals. We forced a missed field goal down there one time. I thought they did a great job of having a plan for that. Bend, don't break kind of piece. And don't let teams like that get us in space to make those plays.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for your time here this afternoon. Good luck at Western Carolina Saturday.